Stephen says time is not a line, I say. Cordelia rolls her eyes, as I knew she would. So, she says. This answer pleases both of us. It puts the nature of time in its place, and also Stephen, who calls us the teenagers, as if he himself is not one. Cordelia and I are riding on the streetcar, going downtown, as we do on winter Saturdays. The streetcar is muggy, with twice-breathed air and the smell of wool. Cordelia sits with nonchalance, nudging me with her elbow now and then, staring blankly at the other people with her gray-green eyes, opaque and glinting as metal. She can outstare anyone, and I am almost as good. We're impervious. We scintillate. We are 13. We wear long wool coats with tie belts, the collars turned up to look like those of movie stars, and rubber boots with the tops folded down and men's work socks inside. In our pockets are stuffed the kerchiefs our mothers make us wear, but that we take off as soon as we're out of their sight. We scorn head coverings. Our mouths are tough, crayon red, shiny as nails. We think we are friends. On the streetcars, there are always old ladies, or we think of them as old. They're of various kinds. Some are respectably dressed, in tailored Harris tweed coats and matching gloves and tidy, no-nonsense hats with small, brisk feathers jauntily at one side. Others are poorer and foreign-looking and have dark shawls wound over their heads and around their shoulders. Others are bulgy, dumpy, with clamped, self-righteous mouths, their arms festooned with shopping bags. These we associate with sales, with bargain basements. Cordelia can tell cheap cloth at a glance. Gabardine, she says. Ticky-tack. Then there are the ones who have not resigned themselves, who still try for an effect of glamour. There aren't many of these, but they stand out. They wear scarlet outfits, or purple ones, and dangly earrings, and hats that look like stage props. Their slips show at the bottoms of their skirts, slips of unusual, suggestive colors. Anything other than white is suggestive. They have hair dyed strawberry blonde, or baby blue, or, even more startling against their papery skins, a lusterless old fur coat black. Their lipstick mouths are too big around their mouths, their rouge blotchy, their eyes drawn screw-jiggy around their real eyes. These are the ones most likely to talk to themselves. There's one who says, "Mutton, mutton," over and over again, like a song. Another who pokes at our legs with her umbrella and says, "Bare naked." This is the kind we like best. They have a certain gaiety to them, a power of invention. They don't care what people think. They have escaped, though what it is they've escaped from isn't clear to us. We think that their bizarre costumes, their verbal tics, are chosen, and that when the time comes, we also will be free to choose. That's what I'm going to be like, says Cordelia. Only I'm going to have a yappy Pekingese and chase kids off my lawn. I'm going to have a shepherd's crook. I'm going to have a pet iguana, I say, and wear nothing but cerise. It's a word I have recently learned.